Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Zayin. We will begin on Daf Nun Zayin, Amud Aleph, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. We begin the new Perek. Perek B'mei Isha. We began the Masechta discussing the Malach of carrying on Shabbos. When we speak about carrying on Shabbos, we need to speak about items that somebody wears. So something that's an article of clothing, a dress, a pants, shirt, are certainly not included in something that is also because of carrying. That's not a masui, that's a malbush. And a malbush clothing is not in the category of carrying on Shabbos. What is the definition of clothing? There's two definitions of clothing. One is to protect somebody from the different elements, snow, rain, cold, heat. And as we discussed and will discuss, if the purpose of the garment that you're wearing is only to protect a garment, but to not to protect the person, we learned and we will discuss again in Mitzvah Shem, that maybe is not considered a garment. And the other thing that we speak about when we think about clothing is something that's in the category of a tachshit, jewelry, an ornamentation. So, midaraisa, whether what you're wearing is a malbush or what you're wearing is a tachshit, you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. However, as we're going to learn in our perek extensively, there were situations where Chazal were concerned that somebody's going to wear something that he may take off in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And since Chazal were concerned that they may take it off in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and carry it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we'll see soon in the Gemara, other circumstances where something may be removed. That's what Chazal said, that even though technically the article falls into the category of a malbush and should be worn on Shabbos, should be allowed to be worn on Shabbos, the halacha is it may not be worn. So the Mishnah begins, B'mei ishi yoytza, B'mei ein yoytza. So as we discussed, what we learned the previous perek, B'mei behema, the question is, why did the Tana first speak about animals and then speak about people? Shouldn't have spoken about people before animals. So the Pnei Yeshua says that we first speak about animals because the Mishnah goes in the order of Friday. On a Friday, we have to set up our animals, and this is only on Shabbos. Another pshat that we said was that the halachas of a person are much more extensive than the halachas of an animal. So first we learned the halachas of an animal, which aren't that significant, extensive, and now we go into the halachas of a person. Then I saw a beautiful pshat. The Medrash says at the beginning of Parshas Tazria, the end of Parshas Shmini speaks about animals, kosher animals and not kosher animals. And then the Parshas Tazria speaks about people. Says the Medrash, Shem shi tzirosa shel Adam, just like a person was created, human beings were created on the sixth day of the creation, animals previous. Kach terosoi, so too when we speak about the animal, people, ach behem of chai v'oif. First we speak about the animals and then about the people. And therefore, the same thing in our Masechta. First, we have perek b'mei behema, which speaks about animals, and then we have perek b'mei isha, which speaks about people. So says the Mishnah, b'mei isha yoytza, what may a woman wear on Shabbos and what may she not wear? So it's interesting to point out that when we spoke about behema, the Mishnah began b'ma behema yoytza, b'ma eina yoytza, and it spoke about behema yoytza, and the Mishnah first described what an animal is allowed to wear. Here, it's just the opposite. The Mishnah begins with the same question. B'mei ishi yoytza, b'mei eini yoytza. What she's allowed to wear, what she's not allowed to wear. And then the Mishnah says, What's the first halacha the Mishnah speaks about? Loy teitze isha. What a woman's not supposed to wear. Why doesn't it say it in the same order? So I saw that we could, by a woman, kol kvud bas melech pnima. Women aren't supposed to be walking around showing off their jewelry, which is a big part of this perek. So that's why we speak about loy seitzi isha first. Loy seitzi isha, women shouldn't go out. Loy bechite tzemer, not with woolen strands. Loy bechute pishta, not with linen strands. Loy bretzu shabroisha. All of these cases, the different strands that Rashi explains, were woven into the braid of the woman's hair. And that's how Rashi explains the Mishnah. And a woman's not allowed to walk out wearing these things. Tosfos, the Rosh, and the Ramban understand the Mishnah to be speaking about accessories that are tied around the hair. But something that's tied into the hair could be worn. And why? Because since they're tied into the hair, Tosfos says, we're not worried that she's going to take them off. It's too much of a hassle to take them off. And therefore, she could wear them around the head. Next halacha. Loititbal behem, wearing these strands, you may not go to the mikveh. If a woman has to go to the mikveh, as we're going to describe, she can't take them off, atcha to wrap them, until they're loose, because the water of the mikveh has to get into the hair. So why can't she wear these different items? Because we're concerned that she's going to take them off to show to a friend, and then she may carry them, says Rashi, Dalat Amos Bershus Rabin. So I saw that the Sefer Shar Mitzrayim Balwacha says, why are we concerned that she may carry them Dalat Amos Bershus Rabin? Why aren't we concerned that she's going to carry it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin? So the Shar Mitzrayim Balwacha quotes a Tosfos in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis Divrei HaMask L'Sheman, that says that we're not concerned about a person carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin. People know that they're not allowed to carry from, people notice that they shouldn't carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin. But carrying Dalat Amos from Rishus HaRabin is a little more complicated, and therefore we're more concerned. Continues the Gemara. V'loy b'taytafes. She's not allowed to wear a taytafes, which is some sort of a ornamentation that was put on the forehead. V'loy sabitin is also a type of ornamentation that was put on the head and hangs on the two cheeks. B'zman she'en tefurin, if they're not sewn to her hat. But if they're sewn to her hat, we're not concerned that the woman is going to take off her hat in the Rishus HaRabim. No woman is going to walk in Rishus HaRabim with her hair uncovered. And therefore, we don't have to be worried. V'loy b'kovel, she may now wear a woolen cap into the Rishus HaRabim. Again, we're going to explain that this is a case where there's a concern that you may take it off. V'loy b'katla is some sort of a choker. V'loy b'ishazov was a outline of the skyline of Yerushalayim that women used to wear as a jewelry, as a tiara on their forehead. V'loy b'ktala is a choker. V'loy b'nezomim are nose rings. V'loy b'tabash she'en l'chosim, not with a ring that has no signet on it. V'loy b'mach she'en nekuva, not with a needle that is not pierced. V'myotza, in all of these cases, it's not an issa deraisa to walk out with these things. Ein chayav chatas, there is no chayav chatas. So there's a very fundamental discussion amongst the Rishonim. If this isser is only applicable in walking to Rishus HaRabim, or does this isser apply even to a chotzer? We know that you're not allowed to carry from your home to your chotzer. If you have a home, which is only your home, and the chatzah is a courtyard which is shared by many people. So the halachas you can't carry unless you make an eruvin chetzeris. So the Rambam's opinion is that you can't even wear jewelry in a chatzah, but if it's a chatzah that has an eruv, so just like you could carry items from your home to the chatzah, so too could you carry items, you could wear jewelry from your home to the chatzah. The Ramban and the Rashba say that you can't even wear it into a chatzah that has an eruv. And they want to say that not only may you now wear it in the chatzah that has an eruv, even in the house, you can't wear it. Why? Because once you wear it in the house, you're not far from wearing it outside. Tosfos, however, says that the halacha is that you can wear it in a chatzar, and the issur is only a rishus rabbim. I did see that there are rishonim that want to differentiate between different pieces of jewelry, and they want to suggest that some jewelry may be worn in a chatzar, and some jewelry not. And they explain because Chazal did not want to say that all jewelry should not be worn in a chatzar. That's an excessive gzeira. So they left some that are and some that aren't. So, of course, the question that comes up when we learn this Mishnah, which is not a question that only is a contemporary question, but it's a question that's already discussed by Tosfos and the Rishonim, is that we see that women wear jewelry. And the question is, why do women wear jewelry? Based, our Mishnah is very explicit about the Isser of women wearing jewelry. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Ches, already discusses it. And the Shulchan Aruch says, V'ha'odna noshi didon, nagu lotzeis b'kolat achshitim. Our women wear all types of jewelry. V'yesh shalim delam tzchus. And the Shulchan Aruch already says that became the minig. And I want to read the words of the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Shin Gimel Sif Chav Beis. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'achshav shenoshim holches har beitod b'rchovis b'shvokim. Women are much more common walking outdoors b'zman hazeh. V'nechnes azul lezu b'bateim. Women which visit each other homes. V'roizeh v'es ha'knes shenoshim. They see each other all the time, even in the shul, in the women's section. So if a woman wants to show off her jewelry to a friend, she has many opportunities to do so indoors, in the home, in the shul. Therefore, it's certain that ain't darken lifshit b'chayv tachshit l'haris l'chavriseyim. It's not going to be their custom to take off the jewelry in the street to show it. It's not something that women normally do, that they take off the jewelry in the street to show it. And that's why he says it's a heter why women wear jewelry. Not only do the Paiskim say, the Sharm Tsharm Balocha Paskins this way, not only may she wear jewelry that's visible, but even jewelry that is not visible may be worn on Shabbos, as long as, of course, they're attached properly, that there is no concern that they're going to fall off. I did see an interesting shaila that the Paiskim discussed regarding a watch. If a watch is considered a piece of jewelry, then the halacha is that a woman could wear a watch even under her sleeve that's not visible. Because as we just quoted, the Paiskim say that jewelry nowadays women are allowed to wear, even if the jewelry is not visible. But if a watch is not considered a tachshit, if a watch is not considered a piece of jewelry, then they can't be worn, then a watch can't be worn unless it's visible, because it doesn't have the heter of a tachshit. Moreover, the Paiskim say, when we speak about jewelry, jewelry doesn't have to be expensive jewelry. Even any type of jewelry that this woman is wearing for the purpose of being jewelry may be worn on Shabbos. However, the Bir Halacha says that we should not rely on this heter that much. We shouldn't say anything if they're going to wear the jewelry anyway, But if you could have a woman not wear jewelry in the street, they shouldn't do so on Shabbos. And so too, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Pei Dalid, Sif Beis. Isha Yira Shemayim, Yesh La Lahachmer, Shloi Lotzeis, B'tachshitin, that they shouldn't wear jewelry. It could be that where is there more of an issue to be machmer? It's in a place where there's a Rishus Rabbim. Because the Sefer Truma says that we who don't have a Rishus Rabbim Doraisa, Bizman Hazeh, so therefore the concern that she's going to carry the jewelry, Dalat Amos Rishus Rabbim, is much less of a concern, and therefore we could be lenient. But if we live in a place where there is indeed a Rishus Rabbim Doraisa, maybe we have to be more concerned. It's also interesting to point out that our Mishnah said, "V'loy b'sabitin b'zman she'enem tfurim." If the head cap is not sewn on, then we have to worry about it. But if it's sewn on, she's not going to take it off. So the Chassam Sofer says, based on this concept, based on the definition of the word sabitin, sabitin is a head cap that has holes in it. And the Chassam Sofer wants to say that even though a woman is obligated, obviously, a married woman is obviously obligated to keep her hair covered, says the Chassam Sofer, it doesn't apply that even if she has a head covering that has holes in it, so you could see some of her hair through those holes, the halacha is that that's still considered a proper head covering for the woman. So the Mishnah began speaking about what a woman's allowed to wear on Shabbos, what she's not allowed to wear on Shabbos. And then the Mishnah spoke about what could she wear when she goes to the mikvah. So ask the Gemara, tefillah, man dechar shmei. How did tefillah come into our Mishnah? We're talking about what you're allowed to carry on Shabbos. How did that become part of the subject of our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Amrav Nechem v'yitzchak Amar Rabbi Barvur ma tam kamar. The way to understand our Mishnah is that the Mishnah is explaining why may a woman not wear these various things. Ma tam lo teitzi isha lo b'chutei tzemav lo b'chutei pishtin. Why may a woman not wear these different ornamentations, these takshitim? Neisha amru chachamim b'chol lo titpul behem atchitarapim. That if a woman goes to the mikveh, she can't go to the mikveh wearing these jewelry until she loosens them, because otherwise there's going to be consideration of chatzitza. The kivin b'chol lo titpul atchitarapim. So since the halach is if she needs to go to the mikveh, she may not go to the mikvah until she loosens them. So that's why b'Shabbos lo teitzei. So that's why on Shabbos we don't let her wear these different items, because dilma misrama lo tefillah shel mitzvah. She's going to go in the street and she's going to realize that she needs to go to the mikvah. She needs to go to the mikvah because she's tamei. She needs to go to the mikvah because she wants to eat taharis. And in the world that they lived in, they had the, if you couldn't eat taharis until you went to the mikveh, and she's going to shari lahu, she's going to take off these items, and then we're concerned that when she leaves the mikveh, she's not going to put them back on. Vasal asuyei, she's just going to carry them, and she's going to carry them arba amos b'rishus rabim, and that's why Chazal were concerned. Chazal were concerned that she may come to carry them. That's the simple way of learning the Gemara. Others say that she may tie them back onto her head, other Rishonim explain. But even though she's going to tie them on the head, she's anxious to get out, she's anxious to get home. And she's not going to tie them on tightly. She's going to tie them on loosely. And since they're only tied on loosely, we're concerned that they may fall off since they're not tied on well. And since they're not tied on well, and they're going to fall off, she may carry them in Rishus Rabbim. So Tosfos asks, if that's the concern, so why don't we say that about every piece of clothing? That she may not put back on that piece of clothing, and then come to carry them home from the mikveh. So Tosfos says, obvious teretz. Something which is a piece of clothing, we don't need to be concerned that a woman's not going to put it on. It's only on a piece of jewelry, which aren't essential to her dress. That's to what she's wearing. That's where we're concerned that she may end up wearing them and going home carrying them on Shabbos. But nobody's going to forget, so to speak, says Tosfos, to put on their dress. Of course, everybody's not going to go out without being dressed properly into the Shus Rabbim. So we learned Dilma Misram Le'Tfilah Shemitzah and carried out Amos B'Shus Rabbim. So that's why Tosfos says that only small items we need to be concerned. Moreover, Tosfos and the Rishonim point out that this was only a concern in those days when they went to the mikveh any time. Bizman hazeh, where people don't go to the mikveh only if they know beforehand that they're going to the mikveh, this concern isn't so significant. We go back to what we discussed a moment ago. What the Gemara needs to be understood as follows: that the halacha is that a woman, the halacha is that you're not allowed to wear the jewelry. Why you're not allowed to wear the jewelry? So actually, we're learning there are two reasons why jewelry may not be worn. One reason you're not allowed to wear jewelry is because you may show it to a friend and carry it to Alam Shus Rabbim. And the other concern is because of the Tefillah Shel Mitzvah. But now, as Tosfos says, that concern doesn't really exist in the world that we live in. That's another reason why we're not makbid about women wearing jewelry. We spoke about what is a chatzitza when a woman goes to the mikveh. So the Pischei Tshuva in Hilchos Nida quotes the Shas Tshuvas Pnei Aryeh, who says, he discusses what it's the halach of a woman has cotton in her ear, and she forgot to take the cotton out of her ear before she went to the mikveh. Is that a chatzitza or not? And he says, he's not quite sure. And it could be, says the right thing to do is if a woman went to the mikveh that way, she should go to the mikveh another time. Of course, not make the bracha again for the tefillah, but she should go to the mikveh again because I'm not sure it's a chatzitza or not. If a woman ties her hair with chains made out of links of threads, is she allowed to wear them on Shabbos or not? Since they're not tied very tight against the hair, so there's no problem of going to the mikveh with them. And therefore, even if there's a chatzit, even if she jumps into the mikveh, I don't have to worry that she took them off and may carry them home. Amalei, to which Rav responded, Orig, comrade, you're asking me about something which is woven? Kol shu orig, anything which is woven, lo gozru. Chazal didn't make a gzera that you should have to take it off, because Chazal did not make a gzera is that you can't wear on Shabbos, because there's no reason to take them off when you're going to the mikveh. Itma nami, and so says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, Kol shay loy orig loy gozru. Vika damri, but there's a different version. Amar Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, Chazina lachafsei, I saw my sister, the like captain layim, that I saw my sisters before they went to the mikveh were not careful about taking them off before they went to the mikveh. So since they weren't makbet to take them off before they went to the mikveh, obviously they may be worn on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, whenever we have in Shas an ikkad amri, there must be a difference between the first lashon and the second lashon. My ikka bein hachlishna bein hachlishna. So the Gemara wants to say, what's the difference between the two versions? Both versions are essentially saying the same, that a woman is allowed to wear these different items on Shabbos because they're not removed before you go to the mikveh. Answers the Gemara, ikka bein the difference. The difference is if the chains are dirty. Lachlishna dama koshu orug lo gozru. According to the first version that says anything which is woven is not considered a chatzitza. So these are woven, like gozru. However, the reason is that people insist about removing them or not. So if they're not dirty, women don't care, and they're leaving them their hair when they go to the mikveh. However, kiven the tnifin, if they're going to be dirty, mikbet kapitaleim, they're careful to remove them before they go to the mikveh. Why? Because They don't want to get their hair dirty. Rashi says, woman is going to take them off to make sure that she shouldn't get dirty with the dirt that comes off these things. And therefore, since women are careful that to take them off when they're dirty, you can't wear them outside on Shabbos. Rashi gives another explanation in the name of Rabbi Yosef. The fact that women insist upon removing these links, these chains, when they're dirty, not only is that a reason that you shouldn't be able to wear them on Shabbos, because you're going to take them off before you go into the mikveh, but Rashi takes it a step further. Rashi suggests that makes them into a chatzitza. But Rashi himself is not satisfied. And Rashi says the fact that they're dirty should not necessarily make them into chatzitza. So as we've been discussing chatzitza, the Gemara goes deeper into the halacha of chatzitza. Tanan Hossam, the Mishnah Masechta Mikvaos teaches us, Ve'el chaitzin bodim, the following items are considered a chatzitza. Chutei tzemer, strands made out of wool, v'chutei pishtan, if they're made out of linen, v'rtzui shebrosh ebonis, straps that are worn on the head of the girls, as we discussed in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shel tzemer v'shel seir, strands made out of wool or made out of hair, ein chatzitzin, they're not considered chatzitza, neshamayim bom behem, because water can penetrate. And since water can penetrate, they're not considered a chatzitza. Amar Rav Huna, comments Rav Huna on this statement, v'kulon b'rosh ha'bonah sh'nino. Everything that we're speaking about is on the head, but something that's mentioned in the Mishnah, they are considered a chatzitza. Maskler Yosef. So if Yosef wanted to understand what Rav Huna came to teach us, l'mutei mai, why was Rav Huna coming to teach us that these items that we just quoted from in the Mishnah Masechta Mikvaos are not a chatzitza, but other items are a chatzitza? What is that coming to teach us? Ilema l'mutei d'tzaver, if we're talking about strands that are worn around the neck, or the mai, what material are we talking about, something that's worn around the neck? Ilema l'mutei d'tzemer, that if there's a wool string that's worn around the neck, is considered a chatzitza. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand how you could say that. Hashta d'rach agaba kasha chaitzitz, if soft material, wool, that's tied onto hair, is considered a chatzitza. The Tanakhama considers that a chatzitza. Rach al rach, certainly when you're tying something soft around the neck, so it's something soft on top of soft. Skin is obviously softer than hair, Rashi says, so certainly it will be considered a chatzitza. So if the Tanakhama tells us that wool and linen strands that are tied around the hair are considered a chatzitza, certainly something soft that's tied around the neck is going to be chatzitza, and that's not what Rav Huna needed to teach us. El lemutei d'chutei pishkan, that if you have linen strands around the neck, are not going to be chatzitza. Ask the Gemara the exact same question. Hash the kasha gabe kasha kasha. If linen, which is a hard material, is tied upon hair, the Tanakhama considers it a chatzitza. So certainly when you tie it, kasha, when you tie this linen, agabe rach, around the neck, it certainly should be a chatzitza. So again, that can't be what Rav Huna is coming to teach us. Says the Gemara, Ela Amar Rav Yosef, Hayatam de Rav Huna. The reason Rav Huna says that something tied around the neck of a woman is not considered a chatzitza, Lefisha ein isha chay nekes atzma. Women don't want to choke themselves. And since women don't want to choke themselves, they're not going to tie something around the neck that's very tight. Ask the Gemara, Eisvei Abaya. Abaya asks, we learned in the following braisa. Habonis yoitzis b'chutin shebazneim. Girls could go out with strands that are in their ears. The reason girls wore strands in the ear is they used to pierce the ears of the girls. But they didn't buy them jewelry. They didn't buy them necessarily earrings to put into those pierced ears. And there was a concern that the holes that they made in the ears of the girls would get closed up. So how did they avoid that problem? The way they avoided that problem was they used to put thread into the ear to keep the hole open. And the halacha is that women, girls could go out with those strands that are in the ears. They can't go with strings that are around the necks. Now, ask the Gemara, the Amrit, Ein Isha Chaynekes Asatzma, it would say that women don't put that those things around the neck very tight. So then the question is, Chavokish B'tzvareim Amayloi. Let's review what we've learned in our shiur. What's the reason you're not allowed to wear something on Shabbos? Because we're concerned that if she's going to have to go to the mikveh, she'll remove it, and then she'll, when she leaves the mikveh, she'll carry it home. But if they're not tied around the neck, so nobody's going to take them off. Why do we have to be concerned? Says, but now, of course, ask the Rishonim. But there's another reason that our Mishnah says that you're not allowed to wear something on Shabbos. The concern that we learned, the other concern in the Mishnah is that they may show it to their friends and carry it Dalar Amos Brishus Rabbim. So the Rishonim respond that these aren't really pieces of jewelry, and therefore, when is there a concern that you're going to show something to your friend and carry it Dalar Amos Brishus Rabbim? Only when it's a piece of jewelry. But this is not a piece of jewelry, so we don't have that concern. So from here we see, so now the question is, if they're not a chatzitza, why can't they be worn on Shabbos? Amravina, hocha b'katla skinen. There was something that was worn that was called a katla, a type of a choker. It looked like a bib. And it was tied, and the main purpose was that when a woman ate, she shouldn't get dirty, her clothing shouldn't get dirty from the food that she was eating. And the women would tie these bibs around the neck very tight. Why would they tie it very tight? Because in those days, it was actually preferable to show that the woman was a balbasser, was a little heavy. And how do you show it? That if you put something tight around the neck and the skin, the flesh folds over, shows that it's a balbasser. Disha chenekes asatzma, women would put it on tight. The nichalei shetira balbasser. And now we understand why you can't wear it on Shabbos. Because since it's tight around the neck, before the woman goes to the mikveh, she needs to remove it because it's a chatzitza. And now we're concerned that when she leaves the mikveh, she's going to carry it home, and that's why you can't wear it on Shabbos. So now, Tosfos explains, there are two reasons why a woman has to take off the katla. Either it's because of a chatzitza, or if it's a piece of jewelry, if it's made in a way that it's a piece of jewelry, we have the concern that we mentioned a moment ago that a woman's not allowed to wear jewelry because we're concerned that she may take it off to show to a friend and carry it Dalar Amos Brishus Rabbim. So we've essentially been focused on the opinion of the Tanna Kamma that said that the Shel Sar v'Shel Tzemer, Shel Tzemer v'Shel Pishtin, if you have different strands made out of wool or linen and tied to the hair, are considered a chatzitza. But the Mishnah Masecht Mekvos quoted, we learned, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shatzem v'shasar, if it's made out of wool or linen or hair, ain't chaytzen. Neshamayim b'am behem, the water can get under them. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Mishmul, Halach k'Rabbi Yehuda b'chutei sar. That is indeed the halacha. Amr le'abaya, b'chlocha m'chlal d'pligi. Whenever the Gemara says halacha, it means that we have a dispute. And the Gemara is paskening that we're following this man d'omer. Now, as we mentioned a moment ago, what did the Tanna Kamma discuss? The Tanna Kamma discussed strands made out of wool. The Tanna Kamma discussed strands made out of linen. The Tanna Kamma never discussed strands made out of hair. So why would we say there's a machloikis around strands made out of hair? V'chi tema. So says the Gemara, it must be, if not that Rabbi Yehuda heard that the Tanna Kamma was speaking about strands made of hair, he wouldn't have mentioned it either. The fact that we see, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda does speak about strands made out of hair, what must have been? What must have been is that he heard the Tanakhama say that you're not allowed to, that strands of hair are also a problem, to which Rabbi Yehuda says they're not a problem. Says the Gemara, who says that's the way to understand what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say? Maybe the way to understand Rabbi Yehuda is as following. He's saying to the Rabbonon, Ki heicha demoides lebechutei sar, strands made out of hair, you're agreeing to me, on not a chatzitza. So I'm arguing, says Rabbi Yehuda, the oidon ilam bechutei tzemer, that if they're made out of wool, they should also not be a problem. But where do we see that? The Tanakhama is arguing with Rabbi Yehuda regarding chutei sar. And in fact, the Gemara brings a raya that by chutei sar there is no machloikus, because itmar amar Rav Nachman amar Shmuel moite chachamal Rabbi Yehuda bechutei sar. Everybody agrees that strands made out of hair are not a chatzitza. And Tanya nami hachi chutei sar tzemer, strands made out of wool are a chatzitza. Chutei sar, if they're made out of hair, ain't chaytzen, they're not a chatzitza. And Rabbi Yehuda omer, that not only the shel tzemer v'shel sar, whether it's made out of wool or sar, ain't chaytzen. So now the Gemara, when it says halacha, doesn't mean that there was any machlokes. Says the Gemara, I bring you a raya that everybody agrees that chutei sar are not a chatzitza. Amram nachba yitzk masnisa nami deka. I can bring you a raya from Mishnah later in this parak. Diktani yoytzi isha. Bechute sar, a woman could go out with strands of hair tied around the hair. Be mishalah, whether they're made out of our own hair, whether they're made out of chaverta. Mani, who is the tan of that Mishnah? Says the Gemara. Ilaim Rabbi Yehuda, afil chute tzemenami. Why do we have to talk about strands made out of hair? We could even be speaking about strands made out of wool. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they're never chatzitza. El lav, it must be following the opinion of the Rabbanan, v'shmamino, from here we see that bechutei sar lo pligi, that when it comes to strands of hair, they're not a chatzitza, shmamina. However, says the Rajba, that even though we're learning now that even the Rabbanan are agreeable that chutei sar are not a chatzitza, says the Rajba, that's only when they're tied on hair. But when they're tied on skin, they are a chatzitza. We learned further in the Mishnah that a woman may not go out on Shabbos loy b'taytefes. Ask the Gemara, my taytefes. What is a taytefes? Amar Rav Yosef, chutra de kifsa. They used to wear such a packet that had some herbs in it or whatever that would prevent an ayin hara. And they used to wear it around the neck. Rabbeinu Chananel says that they used to wear pearls around the neck, and the pearls they held takes away the ayin hara. Amal Abaya asks Abaya, if that's the purpose of wearing this taytefes, teviki kameya mumcha v'tishtri. We spoke already early in the Masechta that if there's a kameya that women, that people wore for refuah, and it's made by a mumchus, that we know that this kameya has worked previously, or the person who wrote the kameya has a track record of writing successful kameyas, you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. So why should this be any different if you're wearing this toitefes to take away an ayin hara? El Amar Yehuda, Mishmei Dabaya, what is a toitefes? A puzayni. In English, it means a frontlet, something that is worn on the forehead. We'll speak about this soon more. Tanya mihachi, yoytzisa b'sifcha mezahavis, a woman could wear a hat that's with gold, since it's a hat that she's wearing on her head. She's not going to uncover her hair, as we've discussed. She's not going to uncover her hair, and therefore she could wear it even if it's made out of gold in the Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, ubetefes ubesavitim hakabuim ba, and she could wear the tefes and the sabitim that are attached to it. We, in the Mishnah, who said that you can't wear it, is only in a case where it's not attached to the hat. But if it's attached to the hat, since she's not going to take off the hat, these won't be removed either. Continues the Gemara, Eza teitefes v'eza sabitin. What exactly is a teitefes and what is a sabitin? Amar avu, teitefes ha-makafes l'ma'ozim ma'ozim. Teitefes is something that's worn from ear to ear. Sabitin hamagin lo ad lechaya is something that's worn down on our cheeks. Om Rav Huna, and Rav Huna comments, Anias oisun es shemini tzvoin, poor women would make them out of fabric, Ashiras oisun oisun shalkasav shalzov, and wealthy women would make them out of gold and silver. So what, asked the Ritva, is the Gemara coming to teach us that what materials they were made out of? Says the Ritva, that even the Anias that have them made out of material, so you would think that they're not that significant, they're not that choshev, and therefore maybe they may be worn on Shabbos. Since Anias, that's what they wear, so that becomes choshev to them, and since it's choshev to them, anything that's a jewelry, as we've learned, we have to be concerned, demo shafo machia, they'll take off. Furthermore, says the Rosh Yosef, that the Gemara is coming to teach us, that let's say you'll have a wealthy woman wearing these jewelry made out of material, she'll be allowed to wear them that way. Because since by a wealthy woman, only if they're made out of silver or gold, that's when it's choshev. So a wealthy woman that's wearing these jewelry made out of material, to her, it's something that's not significant at all. And therefore, we have no concern that she would take it off and show it in Rosh Hashanah. We learned further in the Mishnah, v'loy b'kovel. A woman may not go out with a kovel. Om Rav Yanai, comments Rav Yanai, kovels are any day mahu. I don't know what a kovel is. Because it could be one of two things. E kavel de avda tanan. They used to put around the avodim different things to show that he's an eved. In fact, there were two types. One was that they used to sew it onto their clothing, and one is that they used to put around the neck. And Amish is teaching, the Gemara is teaching us that he's now out the kavel de avda tanan, avo kipushal tsemer, a woolen cap. A woman is allowed to wear in Shabbos. It's not considered a piece of jewelry. They were not concerned that a woman would normally take that off in the Shus Rabbim. Oidema kippah shel tzemer tanan. Even a kippah shel tzemer is asur. V'koshken kavla da avda. If we're worried by a kippah shel tzemer that a woman's going to take it off, certainly the slave will take off the kavla shel avda. Om Ravua. It makes more sense to me to say that it's the keeper shel tzemer. She could wear a kovel in the istam in a chotzer, but not into Rishus Rabbim. Rishim ben Elazar Omer, af b'kovel Rishus Rabbim. She could wear it even into Rishus Rabbim. Klal Omer Rishim ben Elazar, kol shulamatam in a shivcha, anything that's worn under the hat, yoytzi ba, because we're not worried that she's going to take off her hat, as we said a number of times in our shir, because she's not going to uncover her head, her hair in the Shus Rabbim. Koshel Malam in a Shivcha, but if it's worn on top of the hat, and Yotzim Bahem. So since Rav Shimon Elazar says that a woman could go out with a kovel, because it's under the hat, so he understands, obviously, that the definition of a kovel is a cap, and not the kavla da'avda. Says the Gemara further, my istama, what's what was called an istama? Amar avu bezyoni, it's the bezyoni. My bezyoni, amar abaya amarav, kalya peruche. After, so I saw two pshatim in kalya peruche. One pshat is that if after woman completes braiding and putting up her hair, there are stray hairs that come out from the braids. In order to cover up these stray hairs, she would put a small scarf around the head below her hat. And this scarf is called kalya peruche, holds back the strands of hair that are flying out of their place. Another pshat that I saw, that this was a strip of colored cloth that would hang in front of a kala to keep away flying insects, because since she's a kala sitting there, she's embarrassed to use her hands to chase away the flies. So this was what they used to wear to keep the flies from bothering her.